We had a good, productive bye week. Players and coaches had a chance to get a break and re-energize. We had a chance to study ourselves internally and work to improve.
Not only was the bye week used to correct past mistakes to get better, it also provided much needed time for players to take a break, both mentally and physically, in order to prepare for the second half of the season.
You know, having that time off, you're able to spend some time with your families or your kids, and then, you know, we're right back to it. Only a couple of days off, but we're eager and getting ready to get ready for Cincy.
I mean, everybody got their legs back under them. You know, we needed that. It was a tough first half, you know, and the second half is going to be tougher because that's where the real football is played, November, December, January. So we just got to go out there and focus up and get the job done.
No more timeouts now. Justin Tucker, a chance to win it. A 46-yard try from the right hash mark. Sam Cook to hold. Kick on the way. It is long enough. It is good!
With the Bengals' 20-17 overtime loss to the Ravens yesterday, the Browns have an opportunity to get even closer to leading the division with a win in Cincinnati this Sunday.
You know, we're right where we want to be. You know, we have the opportunity to go ahead and make a run and put ourselves in a great position. So, it's really up to us, and that's the way we want it. So we're pretty excited.
We just got to go out there and play our game. It's always harder to beat a team a second time. So we know they're going to be watching film to get ready for us and trying to correct the things that they had mistakes in the first game. We're going to be doing the same thing.
Anytime we have a division game, a division opponent, it's very exciting. It's an opportunity for us to win the division. So we treat each game the same. It's, take it one at a time, and hopefully we come out on top on Sunday.